Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don White. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. Doby moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar takes first base on ball four. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosar. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Gordon applying the tag. two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden takes first base on ball four. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler strikes out. One out. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Juist takes first base on ball four. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Juist for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juist scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Bubba Harris now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Chapman moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York strikes out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Don Black now pitching. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rosar hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Russ Christopher now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Lemon now pitching. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosar strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Herman Franks pinch hits for Bubba Harris. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Billy DeMars pinch runs for Herman Franks. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Joost is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to third. DeMars moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Suter scores. DeMars moves to third. Coleman moves to second. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. York takes first base on ball 4. DeMars scores. Coleman moves to third. Chapman moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Savage now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Doby strikes out. 1 out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Joost strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Peck pinch hits for Ed Kleiman. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.